The 41st annual Bach Marathon will be taking place this Sunday from 2 to 7 at St. David's Episcopal Church, 4700 Rowland Avenue. And this is all being engineered by St. David's Director of Music Ministries, Douglas Buchanan. It's lovely to see you as always, Douglas. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. It's great to be here, Judith.
So Bach from end to side. We don't hear that often about his sense of humor, but you will be highlighting that this time.
Yes, we're actually doing a couple of his secular cantatas, and perhaps the most famous of them, the Coffee Cantata, will be featuring Charm City Baroque, and that is sort of at the center of the program, right at 4:30, and you get a little bit of wit and a little bit of vision into how Bach lived his life as a big coffee fan.
Tell me about your three-part German organ mass.
Yes, so the Klavierübung 3, the third installment of Bach's Klavierübung series, and I've slowly been working my way through this. I did the Goldberg Variations 2 years ago. Last year I did the French Overture and Italian Concerto, and this year I'm endeavoring to get under my hands, feet, and brain the German organ mass, or Deutsche Orgelmesse. This is in a tradition of organ masses that was in the Baroque, and Bach wrote this massive setting of chorale preludes on Lutheran chorales, and it goes through the Mass. It goes through the Lutheran Mass and the Lutheran Catechism, and he illumines these chorale tunes in all sorts of inventive ways. And it's great because you get to show off all the different parts of the organ. So I'll literally, not necessarily all at once, but I'll be pulling out all the stops at some point in the course of the evening. And on either side of the Mass is the wonderful prelude and fugue in E flat major, which begins and ends the Klavierübung 3. So I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not sure if my fingers are.
And you're doing it in three different segments because it works as half-hour segments throughout the performance, right?
It does. And I wanted to give people a break from me. But I also wanted to offset some organ music with some chamber music, some vocal music. My vision for the marathon is really that we get to see Bach's whole personality, from the wit of the Coffee Cantata to the depth of the Klavierübung 3 to all the different kinds of chamber music that will be featured on this program, all the way up to the choral music, which closes the program with Singet dem Herrn ein neues Lied as the motet at the very end of the marathon.
So that will be with St. David's singers, right?
Yes. So we've been working on this motet. It's a motet for double choir. So there's eight separate parts, and we have a chamber choir of eight professional singers. So they each basically have to go on an extended solo run for the entire length of the motet. But it's absolutely riveting and thrilling to be at the center of the sound. And they're just doing a fabulous job with it. And there's a preview online if you want to check it out.
It's so wonderful how you keep this tradition going, Douglas. This is the 41st annual Bach Marathon, really a staple of the musical scene here in Baltimore. And it takes place at St. David's Episcopal Church. It's this Sunday from 2 to 7. You can go for the entire spread, or you can dip in and out as you please. This is at 4700 Rowland Avenue. And Douglas mentioned going online. That's stdavidsrowlandpark.com. Douglas Buchanan is the Director of Music Ministries. Have a good time and good luck with your fingers.
Thank you so much.